Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Adam Levitt is here. Adam is a new friend. He's the chairman and co-founder of Credit.com. He's also the chairman and founder of Identity Theft 9/11, and he's the author of a new book called Swiped, How to Protect Yourself in a World Full of Scammers, Phishers, and Identity Thieves. And he's our new friend, Adam Levin. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for asking me to come on.
It's good to have you here. So I love your quote here, when you say that, you know, if hackers can hack the NFL and Mark Zuckerberg, you know, what chance do we stand with these guys, right?
Well, look at it this way. It's even worse than that. When they can hack the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, the email,
right,
or the head of the FBI, and some of them did it just for fun. You say to yourself, what chance do we have?
So now we come back, and I don't want to get political, but how could Hillary Clinton even imagine that her server didn't get hacked, right?
I don't know how anyone could imagine their personal server can't get hacked, because we are all fair game. You know, people go, nobody cares about me. Well, I'm a little guy. What they don't understand is that to each and every hacker, we're a celebrity, because we got what they want.
Right. Well, also, there are different levels of hackers, right? I mean, they've all got their little niches that they go after, don't they?
Yeah. Well, you've got the state-sponsored hackers. We've certainly seen the results of that with the breach of the Office of Personnel Management and many of the big healthcare providers.
Right.
You have the for-profit guys, which, of course, you saw in Target and Home Depot and Neiman Marcus, many like that. Then you have the cause people, and you saw that in the Ashley Madison.
Anonymous guys.
Yeah, then the Ashley Madison hack, which was one group. Sony Pictures, that was a combination of for-profit and cause people.
Yep.
North Koreans a little upset about a movie. And then you got the Because I Can guys.
Mm-hmm.
And the Because I Can guys,
they're mostly 17 years old, aren't they? 16, 17 years old.
If that.
Yeah. And then you talk about the state sponsored. I mean, China's got a 12-story building that's devoted to this, don't they? Unabashed.
Totally. And they're looking for two things. Espionage, which they certainly got when they breached the Office of Personnel Management. I mean, they got 20 million Social Security numbers.
Wow.
19 million investigative reports with the most intimate details of people looking to either get a security clearance, maintain a security clearance, or raise their security clearance.
That's a national scandal, isn't it?
It is.
And nobody even remembers it.
No, and 6 million sets of fingerprints. So, if you're a spy, maybe you change your name, maybe you change your identity, but you're not.
Why is that not a declaration of war, Adam?
Should be.
Why is that not tantamount to a declaration of war?
It is. And the sad thing is, we're sitting around making agreements with people going, we promise we're not going to do it again, or we're going to limit the way we do it.
Why do we believe China and Iran promises to do anything that we should believe them?
They don't. I can't. And the issue here is the cyber war, and make no mistake, cyber war has replaced the Cold War.
Yeah.
When you have a guy sitting in upstate New York at a dam that suddenly realizes that a valve is opening.
Wow.
And he didn't open it.
He can't control
it. And it turns out later that a hacker in Iran did for the purpose of showing people, look what I can do. Mm. Now, a little dam in upstate New York is one thing, but the Hoover Dam is something different.
The Hoover Dam, how about a nuclear plant?
Do you agree with
the premise that I made in the beginning, that the bad guys are coming down market, that they're focusing a lot of attention not just on the big guys, but on regular small business owners like the one you and I have?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And their theory is the small guys don't have the resources or the knowledge or, in many cases, the will
or the sophistication
to do what they need to do when it comes to making sure that they've protected their organization as best they can.
Right.
And, you know, as a problem for an organization, you can do everything right. Everything. Because I break it down to what I call the three M's: minimize risk of exposure, monitor, and manage the damage.
Yeah.
So they can do everything right when it comes to minimizing risk. They can put the processes in place. They can do education and training. They can background screen people to come work for them. They can use special passwords. They can use two-factor. You do everything right, and all you need is one person, one, who clicks on the wrong link.
Yeah.
That can jeopardize
and lets them in, and just lets them in. So
is
it possible? Is it possible for your company or my company to actually be fully protected? I mean, you know, what was it? Who was it? The guy with McAfee? I forget. One of the heads of one of the security companies said, you know, there is no such thing as security anymore. Is that true?
The reality is that there are things you can do to better steel yourself against the possibility of a breach. But you have to face the reality that in the world we live, where breaches have become the third certainty in life, your organization will suffer some kind of compromise.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you've got to monitor your systems, monitor your people, train your people.
Yep.
Make sure you patch any vulnerabilities.
And what? And that's not just the people inside your four walls. It includes the people who are handling your websites, your server,
yep,
your email servers, all that, right?
You are your vendor. And in the healthcare business now, with HIPAA and the way they've modified it to being the High-Tech Act, you are your vendor. And
mm-hmm.
you have as much responsibility to make absolutely sure that your vendor is living up to the same security protocols or better
mm-hmm.
than you are. And that's why you should use every opportunity you possibly can to force them to provide you with information to prove
right.
to you that they're doing it, including every time you
and your and your customers are going to be, if they're not already, they're going to be asking you for the same information, or they're not going to let you give them a proposal, respond to an RFP, are they?
That's right. That's right. More and more now than ever before. And, you know, people talk about the cloud.
Yeah.
Cloud's awesome. But you need to read the fine print very carefully
mm-hmm.
to see where their responsibilities end
mm-hmm.
and yours beginning.
Where's the handshake happen? I need a website quickly. Adam.
Oh, AdamLevin.com.
All right, so check it out. The book is called Swiped. When we come back, I'm going to get Adam to give us some specifics, things that you and I could do to, as she said, steal ourselves from these bad guys. Right after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassing. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.